Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House, where it's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We don't want you to touch your house, home, castle, or cabin until you touch base with us. We're a free service of information specifically designed for the Arizona homeowner. We've been doing the broadcast for 32 years. We've been taking your questions live on air for that long. We take those questions, answer them with the current, correct, real-time information. Those questions and answers get posted to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. So with the website and the weekly radio program, we like to think we are your homeowner's encyclopedia for every Arizona home, okay? That's why we show up every Saturday. And one of the reasons we do that is to promote the great state of Arizona. And we just finished running up a staycation that you can only register for at rosieonthehouse.com.
/TravelAZ or arizonastaycation.com to make that a little bit easier. We winners once a month get to go to Sanderson Ford, pick out a vehicle of choice for the weekend to rent for free from their demo lot. And then you get to go wherever you want in the great state of Arizona. Well, actually, no,
we
package it because there people couldn't make up their mind. They couldn't decide. They'd sit on it for 6 months and then turn around and want us to put something together for them in 2 days to go somewhere that weekend that was spontaneous. So we've packaged them all. If you have our home maintenance calendar, you can see what we're currently, where our next day staycation destination is. And if you're looking in October, our staycation destination for November is Green Valley.
Nice.
And you say, why Green Valley? Well, aside from having a great radio affiliate there, KGVY, yes, it is the largest pecan orchard in the state of Arizona, and they have a big, I don't know if they're doing it this year. The hilarious thing, we put all these staycations for 2020 mirrored against a festival going on in that area time.
Right.
And none of those festivals have taken place. So I don't know if they're going to do the pecan, but festival, but you can still get down there and get have a great time.
Our current staycation winner actually has accommodation set up for them in Flagstaff at Little America. And Little America is just a great home when you're traveling northern Arizona. They say Little America is where tradition meets excellence. And when we're up in that area, it's our destination of choice. We love Little America.
And we've got another great affiliate in Flagstaff, Calf Country, as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. One of the things great about winning and running up to the Flagstaff area right now is if you're going to go north of the rim, you've got to jump on flagstaffarizona.org and grab their leafometer. And it tells you where the leaf peeping season is. Jennifer and I were in the far east Arizona, White Mountains. And when you got above 7,500, 8,000 feet, the turn was happening. But now that's moving down in elevation, and the leafometers are getting brighter and brighter and brighter. So thank you, Little America, for your partnership in the staycation. I hope y'all are taking care of your home so you have an opportunity to get out and see the great state of Arizona. Leafometer is a great indicator of where to go and what to look at. Hey,
and that's primarily in the Coconino County.
It is.
Like Sedona, yep, up to Flagstaff as well as Snowball.
They give you about six locations you can pick from. City of Flagstaff, the Arboretum, the Snowball, Inner Basin, Oak Creek Canyon, or City of Sedona. And our buddy, Roger Naylor. Did you see his book on Arizona State Parks won an award?
Oh, good. I did not.
Congratulations, Roger. That's just awesome. It's a great book about all the state parks in the state of Arizona, and he won the national award for it.
I miss him being on air with us. He's such a wordsmith. Paints really great pictures, doesn't he?
He does. He does. He's a great writer. So congratulations, Roger. Thank you, Little America. We've got homeowners calling, lining up with questions to talk about their house, home, castle, or cabin. That's what we're here for. Let's get to it.
Ray and Waddell's first on the line. Welcome to the program. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. As you hear us take a call, that opens a line for you. When you hear the auto attendant, just press the number one button. You'll bypass the pre-recorded message. Put you right into the studio. Ray, how may we help you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, I had a quick question about, I have a gravel backyard. It's not the normal type of granite gravel that I see around in the valley. I don't know what kind of rock it is. But over the last few weeks, I've noticed that I thought I had a leak in my underground piping for the watering system. But as I exposed it, it didn't look like it. There was not an excess amount of water anywhere. But the gravel just looks wet. And when I picked it up this morning, it kind of crumbled under my hands as I just rubbed it together, whereas the other parts that looked dry didn't do that. Is there like a fungus or anything like that I'm looking at?
How long have you lived there?
I've lived there for about a year. And I did notice a few months ago there was some kind of looked like lime buildup or white stuff in the same kind of areas. And I just figured that was because maybe some of the minerals in the dirt was leaching up into the rocks.
And is it one of the irrigated properties in Waddell?
No, I live in a subdivision, and it's just the underground sprinkler system and drip bubblers.
When you see that lime calcium buildup floating to the surface, it's only moisture that's carrying it up.
Right.
I think I would get a soil probe, Ray. And I okay. would, and you can roll me where in Waddell, where would he pick that up? Out at Ewing?
Maybe, yeah, probably.
75th Avenue and what is it, 75th?
No, they're Bell and Grand.
Bell and Grand, okay. Pick yourself up a soil probe, and I would go around the yard and just check and see how far can I push this soil probe in. Then I'd go to this area. Everything you're telling me indicates in my mind we've got a moisture source. And I know enough about Waddell to know it's probably not a natural spring.
Right. The ground is hard as concrete when I tried to plant my trees.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. What's a soil? Romy, what did you pay for your soil probe? Is it $15?
I think it was a little more. It was fiberglass.
Okay.
And that was Fisher Tools in Tempe.
Okay.
I think it was like $32, I think.
Get yourself a soil probe, Ray, that can penetrate the soil. If it's damp, it's going to penetrate it 18, 24 inches pretty easy. And like you say, the rest of your yard, you're probably not going to be able to get down more than an inch or two at the most. I'm thinking moisture, Ray. I don't know what to tell you to look for other than a leaky irrigation valve. Watch your water bill really close. You're in a subdivision, so you're probably on a municipal water supply, not a well like a lot of the Waddell residents are. Moisture. I got to eliminate all the moisture chances before I start thinking anything else.
Appreciate the call. Let's see if we can take another one before the break. Jay, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, we have a manufactured home.
Okay.
And I would like to remodel the bathroom, particularly the shower, to a handicap accessible. I'm a little older, okay. than 80.
Okay.
So I've got some things that don't allow me to stand for long periods of time in the shower without getting wobbly.
Jay, where in Arizona are you?
We're in Mesa.
Okay. All right. As long as I've been in the home remodeling business, I have never remodeled a manufactured home. And when I get homeowners calling for information about who does it, the list that I keep changes constantly. So, Jay, I have an associate. He's actually someone we remodeled his home for. And he built a fairly large modular home community off Interstate 60 in Mesa. Whenever I'm trying to find someone to work on a manufactured home, I call him. So I'm going to ask and beg your patience. We've got your name. We've got your phone number. On Monday, I'll call this friend and say, right now, who's the best, most reliable tradesman you know that is comfortable working on a modular home and is familiar with it? And I'll get you that information, but unfortunately, I can't do it here off the top of my head.
I sure appreciate that. It's a Palm Harbor, and it's about 13 years old. So
that's a good unit. Palm Harbor makes a good unit. So,
and I'm going to give you this website as well. It just changed. It used to be Arizona Home Supply. It's now Westland Distributing, and it's, I mean, downtown Central Phoenix, right at the 10 and 17 stack. It's just a block or two west of the fairgrounds, and all they sell is parts for manufactured homes. And they've got like prefab patio pergolas, faucets, handles. That would be a great parts resource for you as well, and anyone else in a manufactured home, because it can be very hard to find. But once you find it, I mean, that's a very good resource that has for manufactured homes.
And that's usually a pretty good way of finding a tradesman. Find someone that's selling the product wholesale that you're trying to get done, and they'll have regular customers. They know who pays their bills, who does the good work. I tell people, before you remodel a kitchen or a bathroom, go to the local bathroom and kitchen showrooms, do your shopping, and ask the salesperson, who's your most reliable contractor?
And looking at it now, they've actually got a Tempe location as well. So whoever, I mean, we put this article together on manufactured homes on July 14th, 2020, and it was still Arizona Home Supply then. So this acquisition is very new to us, but it looks like they got a second location now too.
We'll get you that information, Jay. Greg, hang on. Mike, we see you on the hole as well. We'll get right to y'all's call after this short break.